Hello, listeners. Welcome. Happy Friday. Happy Wednesday. I'm already in the weekend. See how desperate I am. So I welcome you on the Real Estate Corner, where we talk and discuss about the real estate and the mortgage options you guys have. And we have Jeevan Zuchi and George Duarte with me. Let me introduce with a small intro. So Jeevan Zuchi is a real estate broker who specializes in marketing homes, apartment buildings, office buildings, and businesses. And George Duarte is also a licensed real estate broker and a mortgage expert too, who can help you in mortgage and financing. So if you want to contact Jeevan Zuchi, the number to call is 510-589-3702, or you can email him at jeevan.zuchi@gmail.com. His website is jeevanzuchi.com. And georgelduarte@gmail.com is the email address for George. The number to call George is 510-377-9059. They'll be on air with me for another half an hour. You can call and ask any real estate or mortgage related question. The number to the studio is 510-657-1170. So without further ado, let me welcome Jeevan Zuchi and George Duarte. Hello guys, how are you doing?
Good morning.
So see, I am almost in the weekend mode, as you can see.
You're way ahead of us.
Yes. So what are we going to discuss today?
Well, we're going to discuss real estate.
Real estate.
The mortgage, we were expecting that there's going to be a first ever Fed September interest rate hike, which could set stocks reeling Wednesday. So George is going to throw some light on what's going on in the market of mortgages, interest rates. And he's an expert, as you know, George is. He has got decades of experience, and he's highly qualified. And he will be able to educate all of our listeners.
Well, thank you, Jeevan. That's terrific. I appreciate that. Right. So today, we're looking at the stock market actually is up a little bit over yesterday. So. One of the common misconceptions I'd like to address is that when the Federal Reserve raises the interest rates, that affects the prime rate and it affects consumer interest rates, which is equity lines of credit, credit cards, those sorts of things, but not mortgages so much, because mortgages are based upon 10-year mortgage-backed securities, which is somewhat of an obscure index, but for regular people to track it, you look up and you can see in the newspapers or on TV the 10-year bond yield, which a little while ago I saw was at 3.08. So what happens is that we've gone over the 3% line. So there is some upward pressure on the rates because the rates have been so low. And, so right now this is translating into conventional 30-year fixed rates. Approximately 4.75, 4.875%, depending upon some variable factors, which is how much money you put down and what your credit score is and, the location of the property. So, and what type of property it is. And so to get a rate quote is really a custom quote. Have to ask really three or four or five questions of a consumer before you can really put a rate out. Rates are based on individual circumstances, so it's important to understand that. But rates right now are really still pretty quite stable, a little upward pressure, but still doable.
That is a good news, and yesterday when I read this news, I was like, oops, but thank you so much for really educating all of us, there's so many questions that we keep on hearing these days, because the market has kind of changed, and it's a little soft, as you know. Basically, it's not the seller's market, anymore, and a lot of people are concerned, like what's going on. Is there going to be a market crash like 2008, 2007? What's going to be happening? But, George, correct me if I'm wrong, but, the real estate market goes in what we refer to as 7 year cycles. And you know, I don't know how it works. Nobody knows why it works this way, but it just does. And you know, for the past 50 years, we have seen a repeating trend. You know, we'll have a buyer's market for 5 to 7 years, like it was in 2007 to 2014. And during this 7 year period, prices will stay flat. Then all of a sudden, we'll get a seller's market, like 2014 to 2018. And during the seller's market, the prices will skyrocket, usually 30 to 50%. That's what, you know, we also saw in the past 7 years, which is usually 30 to 50%. These seller's markets will usually last 2 to 4 years. Unlike the stock market or individual stocks, real estate can go as high as only, you know, people can afford. And this is not rocket science. We do not have the luxury in real estate. In a normal seller's market, prices will go up just so high and then stop. As you have noticed in the past month, this end of a seller's market is just as abrupt as the beginning. So, you know, the market is strong. It's not like 2007. And I think that, you know, people don't really need to be so much concerned about it. You know, we have only experienced two major crashes in history, 1989 and 2006. Am I right, George?
Right.
And both times, the banks gave phony loans, which created a fake market. This is not the case right now. Both crashes were caused because buyers had nothing invested in the home. I mean, they had nothing, really. No down payment, nothing.
Right, right. Yes, it was definitely a sort of a mad speculative frenzy, you know, at that time. And the circumstances are different because, you know, for many reasons. One is that people who are getting loans now actually have to have some skin in the game. They have to prove that they can qualify. In fact, it's called ATR, ability to repay. So lenders are under requirements to be able to show that when they give a loan to somebody, that that borrower has the ability to make a payment, either through showing their income with pay stubs and W-2s or tax returns, or self-employed people. You know, you have to be able to show that you can do that. So it's not like, you know, the old days when you just had the stated income loans and we call the liar's loans. And plus now people, you know, have a down payment. You know, it could be as low as, you know, 1% or you know, 2.5%. But typically people put 5 or 10% down and have some skin in the game. And now also with rents being as high as they are, very frequently if someone can afford to purchase a home, the payment on a mortgage with taxes and insurance are similar or not very much higher than the payment for rent, which is it will continually stimulate, you know, the purchase market. And plus, don't forget, when you have a mortgage, you know, you're paying interest, and depending upon your circumstances, and check with your tax person on this, mortgage interest is generally deductible. So, but definitely you have to look at your particular circumstances and in light of the recent federal tax law changes. So you'll have to look at that. But it's important to know that. So, you know, the market is more evening out. And another situation contributing to that is that one of the reasons the market got so hot, because there was a lot of offshore money coming in. You know, I've seen statistics that up to, you know, a couple of years ago, and up till recently, up to 30% or more of the real estate sales activity, particularly in the Bay Area in California, was due to offshore money coming in. So, and that money has slowed down because it was speculative. It came in, they were purchasing properties, and they ran the values up. So as the values have, appreciation has slowed down, it's much less of an attractive investment, and that money will go elsewhere. So those offshore investors are cashing out to some degree because they've had the run-up, and they've made their profits, and now they're doing some profit taking. You know, as simple as that. So that's one of the factors why, you know, the market has slowed down, and one of the factors why the rate went up. Values went up.
Yeah, so with that valuable insight, thank you so much, George. And guys, you are listening to Real Estate Corner with real estate broker Jeevan Zuchi and expert mortgage broker George Duarte. So the number to call Jeevan is 510-589-3702. And if you want to contact George, the number is 510-377-9059. If you have any real estate or mortgage related question, you can call in the studio at 510-657-1170. And let's take a small break, and we'll be right back after the break.
This is Jeevan Zuchi, your trusted real estate broker. I'll help you find the property of your dreams, whether commercial or residential. My experience of more than 20 years will benefit you considerably in making the right decision. First-time homebuyers or seasoned investors, call Jeevan Zuchi at 510-589-3702.
You just heard Jeevan Zuchi's voice, who is a real estate broker. And regarding George Duarte, he's a real estate broker too and a mortgage expert. So he can help you in mortgage and financing. So the number to call Jeevan Zuchi is 510-589-3702. And to contact George, the number is 510-377-9059. And if you want to ask any question, the number to studio is 510-657-1170. And let's continue with our discussion, the valuable discussion, as we are in Bay Area. Other than technology, the hot topic is real estate.
Absolutely. And
always real estate.
Always.
No, please, Bay Area. We should consider technology as well.
Oh, very much so. Okay, since we do have a very tech savvy audience, I'm sure. To going back to my original opening comments about the interest rates and the bond yields. So, a technical comment is that I mentioned that the bond yield, the 10-year bond yield, was at 3.08%. So when you watch the 10-year chart, for those of you who are chartists and technically oriented, you'll want to watch an important level of 3.117. If that level is broken, meaning going higher, the yields would be at their highest level since 2011, and it could move higher. It would be an important test. If it can hold, we could see some relief and yields could move a little lower. But there is significant room for yields to improve should we get some momentum. So we're at a touchy area that rates could go up or they could go down, right, as always. But watch for the 3.117 technical mark for those who follow these things, and we'll see what happens after that.
Yeah, that's, very important to consider. And so we're talking about real estate. And guys out there, we got some new construction in Hayward, very good areas of Hayward, and we also have some new construction in Dublin, very affordable, very, very beautiful. If you are interested, give me a call, Jeevan Zuchi at 510-589-3702. And, we can go down there and you can take a look and see if this is something that that you might like. And also, as I said in the last show, I have these two apartment buildings which are in Hayward. And, one is a 16-unit property, and the other one is 27 units. It's a wonderful property. They have appreciated, as you may know, the apartment market in the past 3-4 years has exploded. And unfortunately, sometimes the numbers don't make sense. The cap rates and everything, but there's potential, and I think that's what that's why you will call me, and I'll discuss this opportunity, and it's a good opportunity where
There's a lot of room. Yeah, the rents are kind of low, and they can be increased. There's no rent control in these both properties. So you can basically increase the rents and improve the cap, and eventually it'll be a good investment. So guys, just call me and let me know, you know, if you are interested. We also have some single family homes and some open houses. So all you got to do is just give me a call, and we'll try to find the best property for you. If you're considering selling your home, please give us a call. We can list your property, and there's a lot of advantage listing with me. You know, we will be doing lots of things for you, which are basically like staging and helping you make the decision, first of all, whether you should sell or not. And if you do sell, what are the tax implications? You know, what about the 1031 exchanges, and you know, those kind of very important factors which a lot of times we miss, and then you suddenly find yourself in hot soup because you have this huge tax liability. So we're experts. You know, we do both residential and commercial, and you know, we do mortgages here. George is an expert, and I can tell you he's the best in Fremont, and not only Fremont. I mean, since we are right now talking to you, you know, wherever you are, you can contact George, and you can contact me, and you will be very happy. You'll be smiling that you did, right?
So let me give the contact information for both of them. So we have real estate broker Jeevan Zutshi with us, and his number is 510-589-3702. And we also have expert mortgage broker George Duarte. His number is 510-377-9059. The email address of Jeevan is jeevan.zutshi@gmail.com. And for George, it's georgelduarte@gmail.com. So if you want to contact them and get their help, you should definitely call and email on this address.
Well, thank you so much. So, Jeevan, I'm so glad you mentioned Hayward, because Hayward is, you know, one of the little not real known nuggets of the Bay Area. It's, they have great weather there. Property values are reasonably priced, and it's got a central location. And it's really up and coming. So it's good for commuting. And it's good for, you know, getting a first-time buyer home reasonably priced over there in Hayward. So a lot to be said for Hayward.
They have some new homes, George, and these are really nice. They're located in a very good area of Hayward.
Yeah.
And beautiful homes. They're brand new. And I know, guys, listeners out there, I know you can just go and knock at the doors there, and you'll be able to see the homes, and you can be able to buy it yourself. But the advantage that you have when you go with me or with any other agent, real estate agent, the advantage is that we watch out for you. You know, there's so many things that we may be able to do for you, which you will not be able to do directly when you talk to those salespeople, you know, at the new construction offices. We, you know, we can get you some upgrades, you know, we can get you so many things. We negotiate. That's our job. You know, our job is not only just to, you know, talk to you and tell you that we can do this or we can do that. Our job is the job of an experienced and competent real estate professional, is to be able to get you the best out there, and at the best price, and at the best you know, interest rate and everything. That's why here is George, who will make sure that you get the best financing. I mean, you can see a home and you can like it, and you just say, okay, I'm going to buy it, but then you may not be able to buy it. Maybe you don't have the, you know, the proper you know, you don't have the information or you don't have the right person who can get you the financing that you need. You know, you sometimes we have to be very creative with financing. It's not so simple that, okay, I have 20%, 10%, and I'm going to be able to buy this. Sometimes you really need someone who is very creative and is going to be able to work with you and see how you can be able to get the best rates, you know, in spite of what's out there. So, guys, if you are an investor, give me a call. If you are looking to sell your home and you know, buy something else, give us a call. And if you are looking for any investment property, you're looking for an apartment building, you know, you are talking to the expert, we'll help you, we'll do anything for you. And remember our slogan: accountability, reliability, and dependability. So that is what we always strive for, and you know, don't forget that. Right, George?
You bet, Jeevan. Yeah, so, you know, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because you know, one of my mottos is ensures success and reduces stress.
Wow.
Yeah, the reason for that is really it's so important to be pre-purchase planning. You've got to, you know, look at it as, you know, almost a military campaign, and you've got to get ready to get in the marketplace and have your financing squared away first. You want to have your income clarified and sorted out, what type of income you've got. Are you employed? Are you self-employed? You've got to look at how much money you've got. Do you have it now? When will you have it? Where will you be getting it from? Source of funds, very important. You have to look at your credit, understand what your credit load is, what your credit score is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
mm-hmm.
call it the four P's, the pre-purchase planning process. And that's how you reduce stress. We've all heard the horror stories. People have gone to purchase a home, and they made an offer, and then something happens, and it blows up. They couldn't get the house because something occurred because they didn't do the homework in advance.
Absolutely.
You know, they kind of jumped ahead in the process because they found a beautiful home, and they got excited, and then they couldn't get it. But that's what I mean by reducing stress and ensuring success is the process.
And also when we make offers, you know, even if right now we may not be in that multiple offers, you know, situation, even though we are in some areas, but in any case, you know, you need to have that pre-approval letter. And that way the seller is very confident about you that, yes, you can qualify, you can be able to buy this home, and they will be willing to talk to you, and they'll be able to consider our offer. So the first thing in home buying, you, like George said, you have to get your financing in order. And, you know, that's why what you do is you pick up the phone and call George and say, George, I'm in the market, I am looking for a home, and this is my income, and this is what I need. And George will immediately send you paperwork, and you can be able to get yourself pre-qualified and pre-approved. And it will be very easy for me to submit an offer, and you know, with that loan approval letter, and we'll be in business. We'll be rolling.
There you
right,
go.
George?
You betcha.
Yeah. So, guys, we are here. This radio show is really for, you know, educating, you know, the people out there. Even though there's a lot of material, there's so much, you know, internet everywhere, you get a lot of information. But here we give you the gist of what's really needed and what's out there. And we are here to help you. We are truly here to help you. And we'll appreciate your business. You know, give us a call, and we would like to, you know, work with you.
Yes, sir.
Right, George?
You betcha.
Yes, and with that, we are almost at the end of our show. So thank you so much for joining us, guys. You really, really give the valuable information, and getting information about real estate is something I think each one of us is looking for, either investment or first-time home buyers. So you were listening to Real Estate Corner with real estate broker Jeevan Zuchi and expert mortgage broker George Duarte. To contact Jeevan, you can call 510-589-3702 or email him at jeevanzuchi@gmail.com. Or you can call George for the mortgage expertise he has. The number to call is 510 or George Duarte for all your real estate needs. Thank you so much for being with us today. It was Real Estate Corner.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Thank you and have a wonderful week.
So we'll be back on Wednesday at 10:30 to discuss more about real estate and mortgage. Thank you so much for tuning with us. Have a great week.